I don't know where I can at all.
Tell us about it. I don't know as I remember that.
That's a good story. Go ahead.
When I was a little girl, I seen my mother pick the geese to make pillars, you know, and I got hold of a little gosling. Oh, I said she saw feathers or something, little something flying in the air. And she said, come out and see what was happening. I was sitting on the doorsteps. And she says, Frieda, what you doing? Picking the deucey.
That's new on me. Pretty good.
Uncle George Bush wants to tell Uncle
Virgil.
Is your story about Uncle
Virgil? Tell about you helping Uncle Virgil.
Ah, sweet, a little question here that I'm making.
Well, Virgil was a young doctor, you know, came home. And he had patients almost immediately. One day there was a child came in for an operation. And,
the
office was a little room upstairs, just off the little hall, the middle room. And he had a table there, and they brought the child in and put it on the table. Then I think Virgil was the calmest man I ever saw in my life. Absolutely unperturbed. But he said, well, Oscar, you think you can administer this chloroform? I'll try, Oscar said. He's always ready to try. So,
lamb.
So Virgil put some cotton in a glass, saturated the chloroform, and gave it to Oscar to hold over the child's nose. And Oscar held it over the child's nose and mouth, but he didn't quite realize that the films were escaping. After a while, he began teetering on. reeling a little this way and that way.
I was getting more of it in the patient room.
I believe Oscar's going to faint. Well, he said, the child had already gone to sleep. He said, I guess it'd be all right. And went right on with his operating. Oscar keeled over. The glass went rolling along on the floor. Now, the Virgil said I could do that. Well, he said, I don't know if you need it, but you can pick it up if you want to. And the child began whimpering a little, and I put it over his nose, over his face. But from Oscar's experience, I learned to turn my head away and got through with it.
Tell the one you told Kimberly about Uncle Virgil and the dad
was a mule.
It was a horse one.
Yeah, a mule. Old mule named Bump. Yeah. Gray mule. He hauled the cotton all the way to a water gin. The same pond that we go into just as you get before you get into
number 80, I believe it is 201 into 80, and they went there to carry some cotton. Had these old time carts then that just had two wheels. About then they'd come over with the mule and back. They take the cotton over there to that gin, and so naturally, being a water gin, it was very slow. They'd put out, you couldn't get out but a few bales a day, so they were real late getting away from there. And they came back with the seed. Right over there where that tree is was an old barn at that time where we stored farm products, cotton seed, and so they were quite late. All of us had done gone to bed. And old Bunk, they both got in the cart and went to sleep on the cottonseed. And old Bunk brought him on in and turned around and backed up to the door to that barn from getting the seat out. And nobody come to look after old Bunk, and he's wondering what in the world's going on. And nobody wasn't coming to take him out. And he got stomping around there and woke Daddy up. And he went out there to investigate, and Virgil and Herschel both were sound asleep. And so he woke him up.
He took old Bunk out, and that's the end of that story.